Let us pray. God of love, Jesus promised to send the Spirit who would guide us in the truth. Enliven your Spirit in us that we may hear your voice, trust your grace, and embody your love in the name of Christ. Amen. This morning's scripture reading is a reading from the Romans. We know that from the beginning, all of creation has been groaning in a great act of giving birth. And not only creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly. We wait for our bodies to be set free and to know we belong to God. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what they already see? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but Spirit prays in us with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what Spirit is saying, because Spirit speaks for us according to the will of God. The word of life. Please stand for the Psalter. Bless the Lord, O my soul. How amazing are your works. They look to you and you give them life moment by moment. When you hide from us, we are dismayed. When you take away your breath, we die and return to dust. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Reading from John. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from God, the Spirit of truth who comes from God, she will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send her to you. When the Spirit of truth comes, she will guide you into all the truth, for she will not speak on her own, but will speak whatever she hears, and she will declare to you the things that are to come. She will glorify me, because she will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that God has is mine. For this reason, I said that God will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's second volume of his Gospel, the Book of Acts. On the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of flames appeared among them, a flame on each person. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, at this time in Jerusalem, there were devout Jews from all over the world, every nation under heaven. And at this sound, a crowd gathered, and they were bewildered to hear the disciples speaking to them in all of their own languages. And they were astonished and amazed and said, "How can this be? Aren't these people Galileans? How is it they're all talking to us in our languages?" There were Medes and Parthians and Elamites, people from Mesopotamia and Judea, Cappadocia, Asia, Pontus and Phrygia and Phrygia, Egypt, the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, people from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Arabs and Cretans. They said, "We all hear them talking to us in our own languages about the wonderful deeds of God." And they asked each other, "What could this mean?" Of course, there were some people who just scoffed and said, "They're just drunk." But Peter, who was standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said, "People of Jerusalem, people of Judea, listen up. Hear what I have to say. These people are not drunk, as you say. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is what was prophesied through the prophet Joel. In the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions and your old will dream dreams. And on all my slaves even, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit. And they shall prophesy. I will show portents in the heavens. There will be signs on the earth, blood and smoke and fire. There will be sun turned to darkness and the moon turned to blood before the great and glorious day of the coming of the Lord. And all those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of God for the people of God. You know, I think, that in the biblical languages, in the Hebrew of the Old Testament and the Greek of the New Testament, the word for spirit and breath and wind, it's all the same word. In the beginning, when God began to create, the earth was without form, void, and the Spirit of God, the wind of God, blew, breathed over the waters. When God created a human form out of the dust of the earth, God breathed breath, the life of God, into that form, and it became a living human being. It's sort of awkward and improper to talk about the Holy Spirit as if it's an it, because it's the Spirit of God. It's God. And God isn't just a spirit. God is spirit. All the spirit in the world is one spirit. It's all God. We all are emanations of this one spirit. One of the strongest illusions that we have to wrestle with is the illusion that we're all separate beings. But we're all manifestations of the one Spirit of God. Like all the sunshine in the world is all the sunlight of one sun, no matter how far away it is, it's still one light. We are all one in this Spirit. The Spirit is our unity. And Jesus said this peculiar thing, "It's good that I am going so that the Spirit can come to you." Jesus returned from the dead, not just to prove a point, not just to say hi, but in a couple of different Gospels, there's this wonderful detail. Jesus breathes on the disciples, gives His Spirit to them, and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and then leaves. Because Jesus has come back Jesus is resurrected now. Christ is embodied once again, not in a person, but in a community. We are the reincarnation of Christ, the re-embodiment of Christ. And we are one body, Paul says, all members of one body. We're all fingers of the same hand. There's only one, and we're part of it. So, of course, that Spirit leads us to reach out to others and to connect with them. So the disciples are sent out to talk with all these other people in languages that overcome all of their barriers. Because the Holy Spirit is what connects us, because there's one Spirit in all of us. I heard the story Linda Torgerson told of going to China. Her husband was an agricultural expert of some kind, and he went over there as a consultant. And they decided to go together and make a trip of it, and they brought along their little toddler, who was, I don't know, a year old or something. And they're over in China, and one day he's going out into the field with these people to consult about whatever it is, and she waits at this little office building that is some kind of agricultural station. And what neither of them realized was that this wasn't just a little jaunt out into the field, it was an all-day trip. And so she's sitting there with this little toddler, waiting and waiting and waiting, and it goes on for hours. And of course, this little kid becomes extraordinarily hungry and tired and fussy, and Linda knows absolutely nothing about what to do next. She doesn't speak any Chinese. Nobody in this little remote village speaks any English. She can't tell by looking if a building is a store or a house. She has no idea who to ask or what for. So she just waits it out with this kid who's really becoming pretty frantic. Before long, in the doorway of this little office building, there appears this old woman who starts talking, and of course, she doesn't understand the woman. The woman knows that, but she talks anyway. And with gestures and motions, it becomes clear what's going on, and the old woman beckons her, and they come next door where this woman lives, in this little tiny hut. And the woman fixes up something that's obviously edible, and Linda has no idea what it is, but it's apparently for this little kid. And so she feeds it to the little kid, who is immediately satisfied and feels much better, and after a while begins to get a different kind of fussy that every mom knows is the tired fussy, not the hungry fussy. And so this woman makes a little nest with this little sheepskin and some blankets on her bed, and they lay that little kid down, and he goes to sleep. And then she makes some tea and some more of this food of whatever it is. And she shares it with Linda, and they just sit there and have tea and eat. And Linda just sits there and looks around the room and sees all sorts of interesting things. And this old woman notices that, and so she gets up and shows her some of her stuff. There's this fabric that has some kind of embroidery on it, and it looks like it's very ancient. It's probably passed down from generations. And the woman tells her all about it, none of which she understands. And she's got something that looks like maybe some sort of cooking implement or something. Maybe it's just a hot pad. She can't tell, but it's this intricately carved piece of wood. And this woman describes it, talks all about it. And the afternoon goes on. They have tea and they sit and they visit. And neither one of them ever understands a single word that the other has said. And they both have a wonderful time. It's not just the solidarity of mothers who understand hungry children. Not even just the solidarity of women who are in a difficult place. It's the Holy Spirit that connects in us so deeply that we almost know that we're not actually separate people. That our differences are so minor. This connection that reaches across language and culture and geography and distance, in which we know we are somehow together. With each other and also with God. That's God's Spirit that's in us. In that passage that Betsy just read from Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul says, we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit intercedes for us. Spirit prays in us. Whenever we pray, whatever that prayer is, no matter whether you know exactly what you want to say or don't have a clue what to pray or how, whether you feel the intimate presence of God or feel like you're this distant voice crying out, hoping that God hears you, whatever your prayer is, it came from God first. It's God in you praying that prayer. And when we pray, what we simply do is become aware that God is in us praying, that Spirit is praying in us. I invite you to meditate on that right now. Spend a moment in prayer. Be aware as you breathe in and breathe out that the presence of God, the energy of God, the love of God flows into you and flows out of you. Be aware that whether you are attentive or not, whether your mind wanders, God is in you praying. And that same Spirit is in each other person in this room and in the world. That same Spirit is in every living being, every created thing in the universe. There is one. And we are part of this vast, infinite love. When you feel small and insignificant, know that you are part of this infinite love. When you feel all alone, know that you are part of this infinite love. When you are troubled or afraid, know that you are part of this infinite love. When you are a little too full of yourself, proud of your power, know that you are part of this infinite love. God, we give you thanks for your love, your Spirit that is in us, by which we are now the body of Christ, with which you will love the world, one with one another and one with you. We give you thanks, and we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.